I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show. I welcome Michael Vlahos, an historian at Johns Hopkins. Michael and I will continue our conversation, Are We Now in a Civil War? And we're looking at pieces of conflict in history to see if there's an analogy or some way forward for us to understand the present contest in America. We've talked of Rome because the Romans invented civil war. That is the opinion of 2,000 years of historians. Each time a major civil war incident happened, the men and women involved in it would look to Rome, look to the Roman model. We're looking right now at Michael bringing my attention to the Spanish Civil War in the 1930s of the 20th century once more. Michael's spoken of the Spanish Civil War often over these last years. He's recommended to me an essay just published by Stanley Payne, a senior scholar, The Politics of Memory. In it, there is much to learn about how the Spanish left is now condemning everything that happened during the 1930s and afterwards, because you will recall a general by the name of Franco conquered the peninsula, did not join with the Hitlerites, but remained understandably an authoritarian for decades afterwards, didn't perish until the late 20th century. And Spain, ever since, has been going through transformation into democracy. But now, if I understand this essay correctly, there is the Spanish left seeking to prosecute those who sympathized or were cooperative with or in some fashion did not condemn the Franco fascists. I read this sentence from Stanley Payne's essay because it's a departure for what Michael has presented to me. History is a political show trial, little more than a record of heroes and villains. Its major function is to unmask oppressors, separating past generations into victims to be affirmed and sanctified and victimizers to be silenced and demonized. Michael, before we put that sentence to test here in the United States, how is it working for Spain? How does it connect to the Spanish Civil War of 80 years and more ago? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. It's important to contextualize this, as they say. The Spanish Civil War, more than 80 years ago, was a stunning collapse of a democratic system that was sort of working, stumbling, but still there in the early 1930s, which then collapsed into a terrifying us versus them existential struggle in which the most spectacular violent crimes were committed on both sides. I mean, 7,000 priests were executed by the left, and tens of thousands of communists were killed out of hand. And in fact, it was a pretty even-handed but remarkably giant revelry of disaster and inhumanity. And the essence of the Spanish Civil War was the damage that it did to the Spanish psyche, the idea that a nation could be so riven, so torn apart, and so torn apart in ways in which both sides wish that the other might be exterminated, required an enormously firm hand, which I think Franco gave for the period that he was in power, but that then was taken up after he died in 1975. To create a democratic transformation. That transformation worked. It seemed to work. Everyone applauded it. Spain became not only democratic, but it purposely set about to pursue reconciliation and for the former bitter partisanship, the vicious existential partisanship, to be left behind and for everyone to just let it go, and that seemed to work for 20 years. And then, not so long ago, recently, partisanship returned, and especially in the form of the Socialist Party. And the Socialist Party, as long as it was winning, was relatively happy. But then when center-right parties began to win, the Socialists went into high gear to create a kind of reordering of the past. And in fact, what they have managed to pull off through a series of laws while they've been in power most recently, and this is just since 2018, is to, by fiat, basically say that it is criminal to question the Republican side in the Spanish Civil War, and it is equally criminal to say anything positive about the Franco era or the nationalist cause. And what that has done is create a situation now where a history is being absolutely, totally appropriated by one of the parties in that Civil War. And in effect, they have managed, the Socialist Party has managed to resurrect all of the bitter existential conflict that characterized that terrible period in Spain's history, to the point where now they've set Spain on a path that would recreate the very same conditions that led to the horror 80 years ago of the Spanish Civil War.
Well, let me read on with Stanley Payne's essay. The dead are not allowed to rest in peace, but are enlisted in the undying struggle between good and evil. Francisco Franco, gone for nearly half a century, must be liturgically disinterred and reburied. The classification of victims and victimizers assumes cultic significance. The former are honored and play salvific roles, much as heroes do in traditional culture. The latter are ritually condemned and cast out. This charade of memory, in quotes, is a grotesque, secularized pastiche of Christianity, slapped together by radical anti-clericals. It is, in its way, even more religious than was the cult of reason in the French Revolution. I end there, Michael, because it was so difficult to read all of that and not immediately go to the United States in the 21st century. But let's stay with Spain for a while. What's going on here is that memory itself is being prosecuted. If you have the wrong memory, you're cast out. If you have the right memory, you're not only protected, you're empowered. You become the authority of the country.
Well, this is what Stalin was said to have said, is that he who owns the present owns the past, and he who owns the past owns the future. And what the socialists would do in Spain today is transform the past as a bludgeon to force a single consciousness on the nation, and all in the pursuit of a therapeutic paradise of a kind of a millennial outcome where a perfect society would be achieved if only everyone was absolutely on the same sheet of music and no one could depart from that sheet of music, could blow any different notes. And this is essentially the vision of totalitarian life.
Yes.
That was created in the early 20th century.
Michael and I connect Spain in our way to Rome. We're not very far from Rome here because Rome conquered Carthage and immediately overran the Carthaginian outposts, the Carthaginian colonies in what became far Spain and near Spain. That Carthaginian underlying was then supplanted by Roman institutions. Spain was filled with Roman institutions when it conquered the New World. We are in the midst of a transformation of the New World into Spanish heritage. That's what Michael and I have been talking about, the migrants at the border, marching towards America. That's Spain. Spain, Michael, is it fair to say that Spain inherited Rome as much as we did?
Well, the Romans took 150 years to subdue Iberia, you know, Hispania. And yet, when Cortes, for example, conquered Mexico and created the New Spain, Nueva España, you know, one of the first things he did in the former capital of the Mexica, the Aztecs, was to have naval battles in a coliseum he built, just as it was in Rome 1,200 years before.
That's a terrific anecdote, Michael. Wonderful, wonderful. I didn't know that. Smashing.
And the truth is, though, and this is one of the grand ironies of history, is that all of the Hispanics, you know, the Melange peoples of New Spain and also of the Mexica and others, they're coming north, and they will be a large plurality in America, maybe 25% or more. They are not woke. They are Catholic, and they love family and community, and they're one of the hopes for the future. And this is something that I think is beginning to dawn on people. What is so strange about what's happening in the U.S. today, and it needs special mention when it comes to the radical Republicans in Spain in the 30s, is that that these are true believers of a kind of strange play on Calvinism, that is Marxism, that has this totalitarian impulse, and yet its capacity to effectively change the nation is possible only in the extreme case of their ability to impose themselves on the rest of the
which
nation.
They're doing, which is happening right now, Michael. It's
right.
In no fashion. We're going to turn to America. We've held ourselves back. We've talked about Spain. We must apply these thoughts to what we're witnessing here in the 21st century in the United States of America. Michael Vlahos of Johns Hopkins. I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show.